Hello. Hello, hello, hello. It's your favorite WJRH DJ, maybe, who knows, here with bringing to you Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. It's me, your host, DJ Roomba. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I've already given my show, and visit us online at WJRH.org, or give us a listen in the Lehigh Valley at 104.9 FM, 104.9 FM, and, right, so today, last week I didn't have a show for a variety of reasons, but this week I threw together a playlist about an hour ago featuring songs from artists that are very young, and this came about because I've been listening to a great deal of Steve Lacy, who's a member of the Internet, which is like an offshoot of Odd Future. Anyway, he is about 2 months younger than me, born in May 1998, and he already has a demo out, and it's fantastic, and it makes me feel, you know, under-accomplished. That's okay. But going with that theme, I'll be playing songs from young artists, and we're going to give a start to, we're going to start out with that, with a little 1962 album from Stevie Wonder. Now, Stevie Wonder was born in 1950, so he recorded this when he was 11 or 12, and, it's from the album Tribute to Uncle Ray, which, Ray Charles, I would hope so. I didn't do any research for this episode, I'm gonna wing it, it's gonna be a good time, but without further ado, here is Hallelujah, I Love Her So, from Stevie Wonder.
Say she told me so. That's why I know. Yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I call her on the telephone, tell her that I'm all alone. By the time I call from on the phone, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight. Whisper, Stevie, everything is all right. That's why I know, yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. She holds me tight and whispers, Stevie, everything is all right. That's why I know, yeah, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Hallelujah, I just love her so. She reminds me, I just love her so. She's so fine, and I just love her so. She reminds me, I love her so. Yeah, she reminds me, I love her so. Hey, hallelujah, I just love her so.
Oh, wow, so I didn't turn off the mic. We're having some technical difficulties in the studio due to the headphones, and I'm very confused. Everything is out of sorts. But we'll get back to the music. I think the music is going to be keeping us in line as I figure out this mess. But so we had a little track from Stevie Wonder there, recorded at the young age of 12. And while the rest of the show is going to be... like maintained by like we're gonna go up in age, whatever. We're gonna start with so Stevie Wonder was 12 in that song, and I would move to the next song, but I'm also putting some more Stevie Wonder just because I'm a big fan. So next up, we're gonna skip all the way to the 18-year-old Steve Lacy with his recent track "Dark Red" off the 2017 demo, Steve Lacy's demo. So here it is, "Dark Red" from Steve Lacy.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up. Way I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you.
There we had my man, Steve Lacy, with Dark Red. Want to give a special shout out to my sister who is listening to the show, my sister Neve, who is not attending Lafayette College, but will not be next year, but she is related to me through DNA. And DNA, of course, a track on Kendrick Lamar's recent album. It's on his most recent album, came out a couple of weeks ago. And Steve Lacy, again, 15-year-old. Sorry, no, he's not 15. He's 18. So he didn't have a laptop until 2 months ago. So he made that demo entirely on his iPhone, which has a cracked screen, by the way. And he also produced a track on Kendrick Lamar's album using only his iPhone, which, again, has a cracked screen. And I cannot believe this Steve Lacy fella. He's quite the talent. And keeping in theme with our Steve section of the show, we're gonna move on to Stevie Wonder. So our third Steve track in a row. You know, I planned this, and it's gonna be the track "I Was Made to Love Her." Now I wouldn't normally do two tracks from the same artist so close to each other, but great track. And we're moving up to all the way to 17-year-old. That's out of order. I'm so sorry. We're not going to do that track. We're going to do The Love You Save from the Jackson 5, a track that I love to sing in my gorgeous falsetto. Did I miss anything up? Okay, that's it. All right, so not Stevie Wonder. He's up next. But before that, we're going to do The Love You Save from the Jackson 5 with featuring... So he was 12. So we're moving back to, All right, anyway, 12-year-old Michael Jackson fronting the Jackson 5 with the track The Love You Save. Let's get to it. Love You Save from the Jackson 5, off the album ABC. You might have heard, there's a little track on that song, that album called, that one. Hope you enjoyed that. there we had, a little bit of ABC from the Jackson 5, also featuring a young 12-year-old, Michael Jackson. Right, okay. Moving on to back to Stevie Wonder. I will promise we're going to move on from Steve's and Michael's in just a bit. But right, here's the continuation of the Motown special with a 17-year-old Stevie Wonder with his track "I Was Made to Love Her" off the 1967 album "I Was Made to Love Her." Here we go, Stevie Wonder.
We won't.
Have to excuse that and other technical difficulties stemming from this show. Unfortunately, there's been a casualty, an injury to my computer. So I'm using the station computer instead, which I don't have practice with, but I'm making it workish. My last song, I didn't put The Love You Save onto Teal, and then it wasn't showing on the website. It's going very smoothly. But we're moving out of Motown, unfortunately. We're going to move into wherever Fiona Apple is from, which is the Manhattan, right? Manhattan in Morningside Gardens in Harlem, but she spent her summers in Los Angeles. Anyway, we're gonna get the track Shadow Boxer from an 18-year-old Fiona Apple off the album Title, the only title that should exist at Jay-Z. For my one listener over the age of 50, Title is a really awful streaming service that the rapper Jay-Z wants everybody to use, but nobody is because it's awful and it's expensive. Anyway, he's taken all of his music off other streaming services and left it only on his. Anyway, back to the only title that should exist, Fiona Apple's 1996 debut album. Running us to this track, Shadow Boxer, now. Hope you enjoy.
Once my lover, now my friend. What a cruel thing to pretend. Cunning way to condescend. Once my lover, but now my friend. Oh, you creep up like the cloud, and you set my soul at ease. Then you let your love above. Your grace enrapture me. But well, you know I'd be insane to ever
'cause I don't know when you're gonna make your move.
There we had Shadow Boxer from Fiona Apple. Now, I was mistaken. She was 17 when that album came out, so 2 years, well, almost 2 years younger than me, and creating what's been regarded by some, it was a Rolling Stone, or no, it was another, it's on the 1001 albums you must hear before you die, which I think about most of the albums ever released are on that. There's, and then you got it's Rolling Stone, number 83 album of the 1990s, and then Slant Magazine putting it 74 album of the 90s. So, you know, just things you do when you're 17, right? Speaking of, no, that's I can't do that kind of transition. I'm not Joe D'Elia. Next up, we've got it's crazy. I'm really sorry. If you don't like what I usually play in this show or what you know I listen to, you should probably tune out, like, probably about now. Because I got a little lazy, and it's just, this is like Neil, what, this is my music, like obnoxiously so. You'll notice right now, because I'm about to play this little NYU band called Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys with a track off their 2016 album Snack Time. Now, when this album came out, Kyle Duke himself was 19 years old between his freshman and sophomore years at New York University, and here's his track Home from Snack Time. sorry, I didn't do that right. Let me just give that another shot. Sorry, I'm not figuring this well out very well. Okay, there we go. Here we go. Home. Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. You already know so much about Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys, but you might be able to figure out more if the WJRH official interview conducted by none other than DJ Roomba ever gets released at the rest of the board. Where is the file? I want to know. But, you know, it's 11:32. I wanted to give you a quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can listen to us online at wjrh.org. And moving on to the Obnoxiously Neil section, we're going to play Phony People. Wow, did you expect that one? You most certainly did. Okay, Phony People, big fan. Emailed their agent last Thursday night, said, hey, why don't... Because, all right. Quick tangent, because I'm doing quick transitions today for some reason, and it's time for it's time to waste some time. Now, earlier in February, another board member had emailed Phony People's old email and didn't receive a response. But then we figured, oh, that's probably because it's their old email. You know, they've gotten a little bit bigger since then. And so I went to their Twitter page, and they said, shows, and then there's an email address for somebody who I would assume is their agent. So I sent her an email saying, hey, you know, we're, you know, a student-run radio station 90 miles outside the city. We'd really love it if you could come through. How about you hit us up with some deets, and we could suss it out, and we could figure out how to bring LB3, H. Grant, Barry Bass, Matthew, and... and Elijah Rock, of course, to bound down over to Easton, and received no response. And then 2 days later, on their Instagram, they said, had a great time at Denison University last night. This was Sunday then. So last night we had a great time at Denison University, our first college show. What other hashtag colleges should we hit up? So then, with the WJRH official account, we had a board member say, come to Lafayette. They liked the comment. Somebody else on the board with their personal account said, yes, come to Lafayette. They liked the comment. I commented, please come to Lafayette. We're only 2 hours from Brooklyn. They liked the comment. Had my roommate comment on it. Come to Lafayette. They liked the comment. Nothing from their agent, all right? I'm so angry. But perhaps we could reach, well, because, you know, and one of the problems is that they'll probably request quite a bit of money because they're so wonderful and famous, and they're playing at the Blue Note again in May that I want to go to, but I'm not sure if I can. But enough about me and enough about my experience. But, you know, phony people, you know, hopefully we can bring them to campus. They'll probably request a ton of money. And then we will say, oh, we can't provide that much money. But hopefully we can reach some sort of compromise. Oh, no, I had that really good. It's, the name of the song is Compromise. Oh, man, that's disappointing.
That she won't settle down. He say she's the one, but just not now. Only they can compromise somehow. She say that she won't settle down. He say she's the one, but just not now.
Keep on doing that thing you do.
that thing you do. That's a poor decision considering that I have 8 listeners right now. That was not supposed to happen. Well, hope maybe some people are going to know what's up next then. Right, so there we had Compromise from Phony People off their 2015 legendary album, Yesterday's Tomorrow. They're coming out with a new album this year. I'm ridiculously excited. Because I know like half the songs already because I've seen them live 3 times and I want to see them live 4 times. Oh, excuse me. They get me very excited. Special shout out to Simona Malaya, not a usual listener of the show, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe she's getting impressed by the diverse musical tastes brought to you only by DJ Roomba. Thank you very much for listening all the way from Brooklyn, home of Phony People. Anyway, moving on to our little pop section of 2 songs that are very poppy. First off, we're going to put on the song that I said was my favorite song in the third grade. In the third grade, I was asked what my favorite song was in like this weird like time capsule-y thing that it for like, elementary school. And I wrote down This Love by Maroon 5 off their Maroon 5's only truly good album, even though they have another good album, Songs About Jane. And it's all been downhill for Maroon 5. I've discussed them a lot on the show, my distaste for their selling out, but let's reminisce about when they didn't, where they weren't total sellouts with their soulful, great track, This Love. Maroon 5 with This Love, 2002 classic, songs about Jane. What a great song. Do I have any Maroon 5? Not really. I really enjoy bashing them because they deserve it. Somebody who doesn't really deserve bashing, Justin Timberlake, singer of the next song in the two-part pop trip. That's strange wording. Right, we're going to listen to a little bit of JT off the album Justified, which I bought a couple weeks ago on CD so I can put it on the Robo DJ. We should probably do that. I can't do it right now, but anyway, we're going to listen to the first track on that wonderful, another 2002 album. We're going to listen to the first track from that album, Señorita. I couldn't put the Ñe on a teal on the website, but there's an Ñe in there. Please enjoy Señorita.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you. He's a friend of mine.
Yes, yes, I am.
And he goes by the name Justin.
Whoa.
Memphis, Tennessee. And he got something special for y'all tonight. He gonna sing a song for y'all about this girl.
Coming right here?
Yeah. Come on.
On that sunny day, didn't know I'd meet such a beautiful girl walking down the street. Seen those bright brown eyes with tears coming down.
So he said to himself,
she deserves a crown, but where is it now? Mama, listen.
Anymore. I'm gonna sing something, and I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Right. And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Guys, sing.
It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
And ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you.
Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up.
Come on.
Can I leave with
you? Yeah.
Ladies, I don't know what I'm
sure
thinking
feel
about.
Good to me. Sing it one more time. Ladies, good morning. Uh-huh. And that's it.
Señorita from Justin Timberlake. Now, I just, in my self-reflection, I realized that I've been skipping the ages, you know. I think phony people are around, like, what, like in their early, like they're like 22, 20, I think, but when that album came out, they were 20. And then Adam Levine was 21 or 22. And then Justin Timberlake was 20. Yes, Adam Levine was 21. And Justin Timberlake was 21 when this album came out, Justified, in 2002. And moving on to somebody who was, I believe, 22 when this album came out. It's a little track off Mac DeMarco. Yeah, very Neil. A very neat little section here, a little track off his first album, Rock and Roll Nightclub, perhaps Mac DeMarco's most lo-fi is what I was trying to say, most lo-fi album. And here we go, we're going to listen to a little track, She's Really All I Need, from Mac DeMarco on Rock and Roll Nightclub.
Such a breeze.
little track from Mackie DeMarco. I think I'm going to play another one later, or two songs from now, just because I'm feeling it. But in the time between those, well, I have the track ready, but I'll give you a little break from Mac with another New York artist, 23 years old when this album came out, so barely even in the theme anymore. But right, here we go with the Strokes with a track off their classic, Is This Is. Another 2001, yeah, another classic. But right, let's listen to the track Soma. Sorry, Spotify has a new feature where after you finish a playlist, they play similar songs, but they're never good songs, ever, really. It grinds my old gears. Okay, there we go. That's the end of the playlist as so far, except for the encore, because I can hear you clapping all the way from Brooklyn, from Yonkers, from Watson, from Roof, from South, who knows. Right, so that track is from Soma, and for those of you who aren't educated, that's from the Aldous Huxley novel Brave New World, a little dystopian novel about the future. And Soma acts as it's what the government uses to suppress the people. According to Shmoop, it sedates, calms, and most importantly distracts a person from realizing that they're actually something very, very wrong, that the citizens of the world state are enslaved. Yeah, it's where, like, the main character, you know, he stops taking the Soma, and, And then, you know, the government uses happiness to enslave the human race, you know, that kind of thing. Speaking of enslaving the human race, Mac DeMarco's new album, This Old Dog, comes out May 5th, but it's actually been leaked. You know, it's out there on the internet, and Mac DeMarco heard of this, and he's like, so I heard my album got leaked. Then he encouraged everybody to go listen to it. Go and find it and listen to it. And for those of you who haven't found it, I'm gonna give you a little taste. We're gonna listen to my favorite track off the album so far. It's a little ditty called "Baby, You're Out." So once I get to the file, there we go. Let's give a listen to the new Mac track, "Baby, You're Out."
Done. I've heard you say that this is number one. Another life down another road. Perhaps you're better off to never know. Don't dream of all the ways things could have been. Remember all the faces you let in. Remember all the faces still unseen. Soon enough, you see just what I mean. It's nothing to cry about. 'Cause baby, baby, you're out. You've always felt it hard to voice complaints, but what you voice is what will drive your fate. No, things never really got that bad. Dreams of greener grass will drive you mad. Don't dream of all the ways things could have been. Remember all the faces you let in. Remember all the faces still unseen. Soon enough, you see just what I mean. It's nothing to cry about. 'Cause baby, baby, you're out. Baby, you're out. Baby, you're out.
Little attack of a Mac track, right? No, that doesn't make any sense. That's not, anyway, a new Mac track there. Right, so, you know, that's the end of the show, I guess. Got two Stevie tracks, two Mac tracks, really showing my diversity as a DJ right now. Very great job, Neil. I want to thank all my listeners. How many do I have right now? Let's see. 5? Okay, we've lost 3, but that's okay. It's okay. Appreciate the 5 who are listening. Wanted to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and that this has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Thanks for visiting us online at WJRH.org, or perhaps maybe even listening to us on the over-the-air waves through 104.9 FM. And certainly thank the listeners who are listening to me, it's the middle of the night. But thanks for listening. Hope you have an excellent week, an excellent weekend, and keep it together. Okay, do it for me. All right, see ya. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.